بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اگر کافر است و بت پرست باز آ باز آ، این درگاه ما درگاه ناامیدی نیست. Saying that whatever you are, maybe even a kafir, a mushrik, whatever the case may be, come. We will receive you. We will welcome you. You come to us. We will take you. Our presence is not a presence of despondency. There is no despair by us. Despondency is in you. You build up that feelings, negative feelings, feelings of despair, and you fall into despair. But by us, there is no such a thing like despair, there is no such a thing like despondency. To the extent that even if you have committed shirk and disbelief, and you are remorseful, you regret, we will still take you. But come, come towards us. Shaitan's work is to make us feel despondent, is to break our spirit that we don't move ahead. Comes in Abu Dawud Sharif. The Rasulullah's camel, perhaps its name was Adba, was very swift, and there wasn't any person's camel could match and keep up the speed with this camel here. One villager came, ala qu'udin lahu, young animal he had, and this villager, when he rode his camel, that thing overtook the adaba. So the sahaba kiram were not feeling very good about this, that adaba has been overtaken. Adaba had been known to be the best, and this thing had overtaken the other one as well. So Rasulullah explained the Sahaba Kiram that Haqqan Allah, this is Allah Ta'ala has taken it upon himself that anything that would rise in this world, it must have a decline, it must have a fall. So the thing was on the rise, it was excelling, it was foremost, so it had to have a fall as well. One Aqil Sahib, Sharia of Abu Dawud, Sheikh's son-in-law, he says that in the exams, in one paper, my marks were very low. And I was saddened about it because in my class, in my group, I was known to excel the class. And in this one subject, my numbers went right down. So I was depressed about it. And as a sheikh, my ustad at the time, he saw that sadness and that gloominess on my face. The sheikh told him, Ahmadullah Ali, Pyare, اپنے دل کو توڑتے نہیں. My beloved, you don't lose heart like this. This is the system of Allah Ta'ala, it's the plan of Allah Ta'ala, that anything excels, it must have a decline. Anything goes, it progresses, and that what progresses or excels, it must have a decline. That's the system of Allah Ta'ala, the system of the dunya, and you can't change this. Can't alter this. I remember once I was performing Tarawih in Miasam and I made one mistake. So my after Tarawih, the Ustad called us. It was his habit. He would guide us. This is how you read here, this is how you read here. And this was your weakness. And that guidance was very important to us. Though at that time we found it difficult. We wonder what's in there for us today. Young at the time, so we couldn't appreciate the gems that he was giving us at the time. So he says that after the one mistake that you made, then I seen that your tone had changed. Your tone of the recitation had changed. It mustn't be. The tone of the recitation must be with the same type of bashashat. The cheer must be maintained right through. Now you made the mistake and that bashashat and the cheer, all that was gone out of your recitation. You could make it out. So this type of things will happen in this world. Sometimes you're excelling, there's someone else that is excelling. Sometimes you made the wealth, sometimes it is others that make the wealth. Sometimes you're enjoying health, someone else is enjoying health. So these fluctuations you must have in this world. But within all these fluctuations, you mustn't lose your composure. You carry on. You be consistent. You just continue. These changes will take place. That's the system of the world. The system of the world will not be changed. You can't change that system. It's going to carry on. It's going to flow in that manner. Now if you're going to become affected, your spirit is broken down. Now the spirit is the thing that carries you. The spirit is the thing that pushes you forward. And now that the mistake took place, now you broke your spirit. Now what's going to push you forward again? What's going to pick up your morale again? You must carry on. You need to carry on, you need to continue with life, so you must carry on. One person went for Hajj. I think he was from Saharanpur. And he came back and he found that his wife passed away. So he says, now I've got no obligations. I had an obligation and had a duty towards my wife. My children are all married and they are quite capable of taking care of themselves. Now Allah Ta'ala has freed me from all obligations. Now let me go out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Then for years it'll go, for 6 months, 1 year, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, it'll go out, strive in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Now that is looking at a situation from one perspective. If the same person, he looked at life from a different perspective, so now his wife is gone. How can life continue? What would have happened to him? He would have fallen into a state of depression now. What to do? As though the whole heaven have fallen upon him. He doesn't know what to do. How to continue with life. So this is a shaitanic way. See, shaitan tries to break your spirits with these type of occurrences. And these occurrences will happen in this world. Sometimes someone will fail. Someone will pass. Someone will excel. Someone will go backwards. So these things will happen. It will continue. These fluctuations are going to continue. Nobody is going to stop them. Nobody can alter them. Nobody can change them. Why didn't you make it and why he made it? That's not your business. Your business is you must carry on striving. Who's going to make it? Who's not going to make it? How much he's going to make and how much he isn't going to make? That's not your problem. Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi Rahmatullahi, he was fighting. In the course of the fight, days had passed, days had passed, and they were not just progressing, they were not just being able to defeat the enemy, crush the enemy. So he's becoming despondent, in the state of despondency. He was in his camp, in his tent he was, and he sees one ant. That ant is walking, is climbing up the wall of the tent. It comes right near the ceiling and it falls down. Then it starts off the journey again, second time, third time, and he's timing this ant. He says it carried on in this way for 99 times, and the 100th time he got it right. So he says that actually Allah Ta'ala sent this ant for my instruction. فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ غُرَابًا يَبْحَثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُرِيَهُ كَيْفَ يُوَارِي سُوَاتَ أَخِي. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala will send an animal for your instruction. A raven, a crow was sent to instruct the son of Adam alayhi salam what to do with the corpse. You don't know what to do with it, so we'll instruct you, we'll show it to you. So Allah Ta'ala sends these things here for you to understand, for you to reason. Okay. So this is a great lesson that we need to take. That if a mistake has taken place, we need to do two things. The one is, alright, that mistake can be forgotten. Right? You made a mistake, did a wrong, made a rebirth, whatever we did. So we can perhaps forget it, that this is a mistake that we have committed. Right? But don't forget that the reason that caused you and spurred you on the sin. Right? You did not take care of your gaze, you looked at the haram things, right? Now what was the reason, what was the thing that spurred you on this thing? You may forget the wrong, alright, it's forgotten. But what was the catalyst, what was the thing that spurred you on the wrong? Don't forget that. Or the thing that spurred me onto that wrong was I was going to those places. See, these places where women are not dressed properly, incorrectly, I went to those places. So I was spurred onto that wrong. So one thing led to the other. First, my nazar. I lost control of my nazar. Then I attempted to do something wrong. But where it started off, it stemmed from this point. So we may forget that sin, alright, sin, we forgot it. But what was the thing that led us to that sin? That's the first thing. And the second thing is that we, after we have done that wrong, then we don't break our hearts. We don't break and lose our spirit. Hey, how could I do such a thing? We can't compare ourselves with these Sahaba Kiram. Hazrat Muhammad used to mention this point here, and he says, sometimes we'll talk about the Sahaba Kiram, and what we don't realize is we don't have the morale and we aren't of the caliber of the Sahaba Ikram. Right? You hear, like, sometimes people quote the incident of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. He missed his tahajjud namaz and he cried and he wept all the time. He kept on weeping. And the next night, the following night, someone gets him up for tahajjud. Who are you? No, you carry on, I just got you up for tahajjud. No, but who are you? Mr. Shaitan. But then why did you get me up? I got you up because last night you missed out your tahajjud and you wept so much that your status in the sight of Allah has actually doubled. No, I'm thinking you're going to cry again. You'll make it so high, so I'd rather get away cheap. You just get one status, you're getting 50 status. Now, you'll hear this incident in isolation. Now, that one night you miss your tahajjud or something happened and you cry the whole day. So if you cry the whole day, what's going to happen? You don't have the stamina and you don't have the type of physique like Muawiyah. These people are very strong. If they cried, they could still get up. Yeah, if you cry for 2 hours, You get such a heavy headache, you can't continue after that. You need to sleep for another 5 hours after it. See? We are like that. Other used to talk about these things here, that he opens our minds. These people had that stamina, they had that strength, they showed so much of remorse, then they had the type of power and the stamina to push them on. And you, if you cry like this, then that stamina that you had, all everything will be exhausted. The little that you will be doing will be lost. So you can't avoid showing remorse, you will show remorse, but in proportion to your stamina. You'll cry for 20 minutes, 15 minutes, you'll cry, and now you carry on. That crying was meant for you to carry on, step on. Not to cry and to get stuck after that. A mistake and an accident is like a tire burst, you see. You're traveling to Johannesburg and a tire burst, right? So you'll be remorseful now, you know, why did I be so neglectful? I should have checked up all the tires, the pressure, whether the tire is worn out or not, is it suitable, is it the right thing to do to travel with this type of tire. You'll regret for that moment. But then you'll carry on after that, say, well, I can't just only be regretful, I will forget the mistake, but I won't forget the reason for the mistake. This was an oversight. I had forgotten to check up the tires. So next time I'm undertaking a journey, I'll check up all the tires, see the pressure, whatever I need to see. But with all that, now I need to continue. I'm going to sit down here and cry. Then I'll remain here. I'll remain stuck on this point. Just now it'll be nightfall. What am I going to do? So you will cry for that moment, and now you have to pack up and carry on. You have to change the tire, all that. You'll have to do it, and you must carry on. You must continue. So this is our halat, and this should be our halat. Understand? So that Muslim, that believer, he mustn't lose heart. He mustn't lose heart. Whatever comes, no matter what. Someone shouted you, reprimanded you, or you fell, you collapsed. Now you're going to take it seriously. Hey, why did he reprimanded me? Why did he reprimand me? Why did he have to speak to me in this way? And I didn't take any favor from him. He's got no right to come and reprimand me like this. What business he's got to come and talk to me in this manner? Now if you keep talking like this, you keep thinking, then you'll fall more into that quagmire of confusion. But you think, all right, now he did whatever he needed to do. That was his way of looking at things. Now I don't have to worry about that. I must carry on my business. If someone comes to your business and shouts you, hey, you know, you're doing this, right? Now will you close your business for that? What he had to do, he did, but I must carry on business. That business must carry on. That's my bread and butter. My life needs to continue. He will carry on like this. He will behave like this. Let him carry on. But my business must continue. In fact, if it is a busy time in business hour and all that, then you won't even entertain him. You will just carry on. Let him shout and you will continue with your business. People, your customers will see another thing. Perhaps this person is mad, not right in his brains. You will ignore him, they will ignore him, and they will carry on. So this is how you need to look at life. See? Allah Ta'ala Tawfiq Naseeb. Today is Friday night. And increase over the Durood Sharif. Okay. Try and make some tarteeb. There's some activity at least at night. There mustn't be such that there's total no activity. Some activity must carry on. If you can't for too long, after the zikr, someone stands up till 12 o'clock, someone stands up till 12:30, 11:30. There must be some rotation, some movement, some activity, right?